Company of One, episode number 79.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan, dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
Hey, and I'm going to bring you today, we're going to talk about more productive thinking times. I mean, this was a subject that came up the other day during a podcast, and when I was speaking to a group of CIOs recently, and we were talking about thinking time. So a lot of people have given me lots of questions, and several of you have given me questions about how to get a more productive thinking time. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and I'm just going to give you kind of 5 points of how to get to that and make that happen. I mean, it's an awakening process. It's a process that really helps you, you know, get out of your little, shell we get stuck in. Albert Einstein says, "Any man who reads too much and uses his brain too little falls into lazy habits of thinking." I mean, I read a lot of stuff, and you start thinking like everyone else, and sometimes you have to stop and process all of that information. So that's what we will be doing. I'm wiped out right now. I have been working on redoing a bathroom, which means we tore out a shower and been redoing all that stuff. You know, I'm relatively okay with handyman stuff, but this is a significant job. It's taken me a long time, and I'm hoping I'm in the finishing stages of this. You know, we tore up the floor and got all that junk level. For those people who love that kind of work, that's great. I used to really enjoy it, but now it's really work, and so I'm wiped out. Been doing that over the weekend, and now I'm recovering. This episode today is going to be brought to you by our friends at Bluehost, a web hosting company. Many of you that are starting podcast or blogging or doing something just to get your to begin developing authority, to begin developing your products and services, you're using some kind of web hosting. Bluehost is probably one of the favorites, and you can go to the dalecallahan.com right there on the side. And also you can go to the show notes today at dalecallahan.com/79. We'll get you there to the link about Bluehost. Right now, it's like $3.95 a month just to get regular old hosting, which is awesome. That's when you're looking at starting something and getting a website up for almost, besides that, and a domain name that's going to cost you maybe $20 a year, that's pretty darn cheap. That you can get out there and you can be competitive with everyone else in the business and get yourself out in the web space. We found that very profitable over the couple of years to do that and to hit a niche audience. And since we're talking about that, that goes into what are we thinking about. So I'm going to give you just a couple of tips here on how to have more productive thinking times. Now, first of all, if you don't have thinking times, get one. Get some time to go and set aside and do some thinking. And what I mean here is some time to process information, to think. So let me walk you through 5 tips. Hopefully this is going to be a short episode, but 5 tips here that we'll walk you through what you need to do to create a thinking time. First of all, you want to schedule some time. That may sound a little obvious, but many of us say we need time to think and process, but we never take the time to think and process. Remember, if you are leading, if you are an authority, an expert in your field, which all of you are, something, even if you don't know what that is, you need time to process. You need time to learn. You need time to think through your problems, whether they're business problems, personal problems, or whatever they are. So schedule a time. Make it periodic. Now, I like to do it on a weekly basis. Some people I know do it on a daily basis. But you want to give yourself about 2 hours per week. Yes, you heard that right. About 2 hours per week of time just to think and process. So if that's daily, you may give yourself, 15 to 30 minutes a day. If that's weekly, what I do is I schedule it on Friday mornings. So just a time to, and I have a 2-hour window there that I usually take for that, to schedule a time. And it's on my calendar. I don't do anything else during that time, and everyone leaves me alone during that time. So that works really well. And that works well because some of the other things, actually. So point number one is schedule a time. Point number two, you want to find a place to think. That sounds a little silly, but if you try to do this in your office or in your cubicle, good luck with that, unless you get there early in the morning or something like that. I still don't like those places because that's where you tend to work and your mind is going to drift to something on your desk, to your computer screen or something, and becomes distracted. So you want to, I like getting away. Now, I used to do this in a corporate setting. I used to go to a conference room and just hide out. So I was in the conference room and could be somewhere where nobody could find me, maybe. I was somewhat hidden. You might use other places, though, besides a conference room. Some of the common places are coffee shops. Now, that's what I particularly do. As I go into a coffee shop or some place like that that I'm familiar with, that, I might know some people there, but it's unlikely anybody's going to really talk to me. So you want to avoid the place where people are going to be knocking, coming over and saying hello and talking to you a lot. But some place that you can be alone, even if you're not alone. I know some people who do it in the coffee shops and bookstores. They're going to be left alone. Some people who do this in libraries. They get, kind of get themselves away in a corner in a library. Again, conference rooms. And I know a few people who do this outside, obviously weather permitting. But they may go to a park or something where they're just totally away from everyone else. They may take a computer and some other materials, but just some time to think. So with a scheduled time and a place, the third thing you want to do is put away distractions, which means shut down the email. You just can't, if you got email popping up or some other kind of thing popping up or Facebook open, shut it down. Just kill it. I find I shut down email often, even during the normal working day, that it's just you see things pop up, just kill it. It's a distraction. You rarely need to respond to those things right now. So shut down Facebook, shut down email, shut down Twitter, shut down any of the social media accounts. Take your telephone, and if you cannot resist answering the phone or answering a text message, turn it off. Now, I leave mine on usually because I'm away, so if my wife or my kids try to get to me, oh, there's my exception. But generally speaking, I don't respond to it. So you want to get away from the distractions. And you also, let me reiterate that when I say distractions, you want to be away from people who might interrupt you. So again, you want to be away from the office. You want to be away from coffee shops where you're well known. I know some friends of mine, they go to coffee shops and it's kind of like the local bar now. They know everybody who's there and it's a very social place. Don't go there. You're not going to get anything done. So what I'm doing is saying getting yourself some time, getting yourself the ability to get away to think without distraction. We've looked at times and places and distractions. Now, what do you do when you're there? What do you do? First of all, I bring tools with me. Now, I bring my computer, I bring my phone, obviously, and I bring paper and pen. Now, what that allows me to do is whatever kind of works for me. I don't really go in with an agenda. I do go in with questions. As a matter of fact, you can download these questions. I've got, kind of a thing, a little starter place to get you started. If you go to dalecallahan.com/79, you can find this, how to be more productive and your thinking time. And it's a free download. You can go get that. And it will kind of reiterate these points for you and give you some questions that will start generating the thinking. But so I don't go in with an agenda or plan necessarily, but I do have some tools with me. Some things I like are mind mapping software. I like the tool XMind. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. Pen and paper. Now, one thing I do, this sounds a little weird. I don't like ruled paper, you know, college rule, whatever you want to call it, paper. I like plain white printer paper. I guess the lines in the paper seem too structured. I don't know, but I like the just plain paper. Also, you know, if I was in an office or a conference room or something, whiteboards. You just and again, I don't try to go in with an agenda of what to do or how to do it. I just go in. I want to think through things. Now, what I'm going to do during those times is I'm going to think about such questions, and I'll just give you a couple of them. You know, what's bothering me now? You know, I just start writing down stuff. What's on my mind? What kind of things? What would I like to be doing? What do I wish I was doing instead? What's consuming my time? What am I struggling with? What do I keep worrying with? You know, those are the kind of things I just start writing them down. I start writing down the answers, start writing down the problems, and I just let it flow. Again, that's the point. You're not trying to necessarily be very structured or create a wonderful document or anything. You're just trying to think through the process. Sometimes we're drawing pictures. Sometimes I'm just writing words. Sometimes I can't even read what I wrote. It doesn't matter. Now, what I do, so I'm thinking through, and I usually find what happens to me is I end up on a topic or a chain, whether I'm solving a problem at work. It's kind of more global. I'm looking at general problems. But I get a bunch of stuff on paper. I might have something mind maps. What I've learned is if I don't set a stop time, to set a time to say, okay, now let's gather all this randomness together and do something. So that's point number five, is I set up some wrap-up time. So in the two-hour window that I use on Friday mornings, I use 1 hour and 45 minutes for the thinking time, and then I have a timer that says, okay, it's time to be done. Now, do I use all this time perfectly? Am I always right on 2 hours? No. Do I wrap up sometimes before? Yes. Do I go a little longer sometimes? Yes. You know, I'm not very highly structured on the time. You may need to be, you know, hold it to 2 hours specifically if that's worse for you or you have another time commitment. But either way, allow yourself some time to process. So I might end up with as many as 10 sheets of paper with stuff written all over it. I might end up with stuff written in a Word document or in Evernote or in a mind map. I need to pull all this together and say, well, this was great thinking time. I don't want to just throw it in the trash, but I do throw it all in the trash, in a sense, at least the paper. I look at what I did and I try to process it. I say, okay, are there things here that I need on my calendar? Are there notes here I need to capture? Do I need to save this XMind and make a note to, you know, this mind map and make a note to open it back up? In other words, I try to take the productive time to think through the problem solving and actually move it to something like a calendar or my Nosby account or something that will help me do my problem solving, that will help me take action on the things that I felt like I need to take action on. And then I do. I once it's on the calendar, once it's on the to-do list, once it's somewhere else, I take all this piece of paper and I kind of just go through it and I take it and I throw it away and leave because I'm done. Now I will say this is an amazing, awesome thing to do to try is just to go and just loose flowing thinking times because, you know, again, no matter what you are leading, you are in charge. You need to be thinking about it. You need to be processing it. You need to be making the decisions. So have more productive thinking times. Again, you can go down to dalecallahan.com/79. You can get links to the things. There's the Bluehost. There's the link to XMind. And there's the downloadable sheet on more productive thinking times. It has got the questions there. We'll kind of kick you in, get you started as well as outlining this process for you. And I do, you know, if you go over there, you know, there's probably some a little bit more written about it on dalecallahan.com/79 than maybe it's here. Also, I mean, I'd love your feedback. Please provide your feedback. You know, rate this on iTunes. There's a place there for making comments or asking questions. You know, anyway, I love to hear from others. I love to hear from you how you are processing the information that we're talking about right now. So let's go have some more productive thinking times right now.